My name is Ariel Singerman, and I am now the new extension economist at CREC in Lake Alfred. Packouts in the last few years have been impacted by the effect of HLB. There's now some fruit that goes into the packing houses that not only doesn't make it into fresh fruit, but it doesn't even make it into eliminations. So that has contributed to the decrease in packouts for both reds and whites.
Red grapefruit are packing out considerably better than white grapefruit.
Yes. The reason for that is that most of the whites go to Japan. There's actually over 90% of the shipments go to Japan, and the percentage for reds that go abroad are 55%. So given that consumers abroad are more stringent with respect to the aspect or the cosmetically looks of the fruit, that is the reason why the packout for reds is higher than that of whites.
Tell us those percentages for reds and whites, if you would.
So the percentage for red is about 60%, and it has been flat for the last 3 years. And for whites, it's around 35%.
Tell us some other key points, some of the economics about grapefruit.
Well, again, the effects of HLB are becoming increasingly more important because yield has been now impacted very much this last year by particularly fruit drop and the size of the fruit. So we have lower yield, so lower production, and packout is also going down. So all that contributes into having a lower profitability of grapefruit. And while that is concerning in itself, what makes it even more concerning is the fact that costs are not decreasing. In fact, they are increasing over time, so that decreases the margins.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.